The Guardian.
You may not have heard of Abkhazia. Well, it wants independence from Georgia, and it's on the brink of becoming a flashpoint for a new Cold War between Russia and the West. Our Moscow correspondent, Luke Harding, has just returned from Abkhazia. He says it was once a favoured destination for Russian holidaymakers, including Stalin.
Abkhazia is actually one of the most delightful places I've ever visited. It's a sort of lush seaside strip on the eastern coast of the Black Sea, which broke away from Georgia after a rather vicious war in 1992 and 1993, and which has been seeking independence ever since. It's a rather small, sleepy place full of sort of Soviet buildings and marvellous vegetation, wisteria, eucalyptus trees, groves of sort of mandarins and walnuts. But I think now, rather ominously, it's in danger of becoming a kind of new flashpoint in sort of confrontation, not just between Georgia, which wants Abkhazia back, wants the territory back, but also between Russia and the West.
Georgian troops were forced out of Abkhazia. Is there any chance that we may once again see Georgian troops go back in and try to retake it?
Well, that's a very good question. I was at the border last week between Abkhazia and Georgia, rather a sort of sleepy place, just sort of crossing over a beautiful turquoise river with Georgian troops on one side and Russian peacekeepers, as they're known, on the other side. It didn't feel like a war then, but I have to say some of the commanders I talked to on the Abkhaz side were very, very ominous. They claim that the Georgians have been pouring troops into a region called the Upper Kordofan Valley, which is a mountainous gorge, basically in the Caucasus Mountains. Having said all that, Mikhail Saakashvili, Georgia's pro-American, pro-Western president, says that his intentions are entirely peaceful. He's just offered the Abkhaz leadership a sort of new autonomy package. But they have said no. They said they want nothing to do with that, and they want to be a separate state.
Recently, of course, Russia opposed the recognition of Kosovo as an independent state. What's the attitude of Moscow towards Abkhazia's claim of independence?
Well, it's very interesting. Vladimir Putin has just ordered Russian officials, the Russian Foreign Ministry, to set up semi-official missions, both in Abkhazia and in South Ossetia, which is another breakaway region of Georgia, and has basically said that they should sort of recognise Abkhazia as a legal entity. Now, this isn't quite full independence, but it's the next best thing. And I think this will enrage the Georgians, who will see it as further evidence of Russia's sort of attempts to sort of creepingly annex the region. I think one thing is clear. This is clearly Putin's response to what happened in Bucharest, where NATO leaders said to both Georgia and Ukraine that they couldn't become members of NATO yet, but they could do it at some point in the future. Now, Russia says it feels encircled by NATO. It feels that NATO is a hostile alliance, and it's now striking back. And it also says that if the US and the West can recognise Kosovo, then it's got every right to recognise Abkhazia.
And might we see, following the decision on Kosovo, might we see other territories push for independence?
Well, really, I mean, this Kosovo decision, whether rightly or wrongly, has given hope to really every single small separatist region in the world. I mean, Abkhazia is a place that not many people have heard of, but there are other even more obscure secessionist territories. There's Transdniestria, which is a breakaway region of Moldova. There's an enclave in Azerbaijan, Armenian enclave, which also wants independence. All of these regions are now jumping up and down and saying, well, if Kosovo can do it, we can do it, because really there's no difference between us. The only difference, if we're honest about it, is that Kosovo has the support of the United States and we have the support of Russia.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.